This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. If you want to send me any questions or have any topics of interest that you'd like me to discuss, that you'd like me to weigh in on this podcast, email me to radioprogram at AOL.com. That's radioprogram at AOL.com. I've actually got a question here from Terry. Dear Layla, I recently watched a 30-minute video where Dr. David Perlmutter interviewed Dr. Bruce Blumberg, author of The Obesogen Effect. So for those of you who are not in the know, Dr. David Perlmutter is a rock star neurologist, integrative neurologist in Naples, Florida. If you Google him, David Perlmutter, you will find his website. Eventually, he's got YouTubes there, and you could look for the one where he interviewed Dr. Bruce Blumberg, author of The Obesogen Effect, if you want to watch this. It's pretty good. It's about 30 minutes. Anyway, Terry says, the takeaway message was very discouraging for anyone who struggles with weight loss. Unless I misunderstood, Dr. Blumberg believes that due to environmental toxins and their impact on our microbiome, we are mostly programmed at birth with the ability to lose weight or not, regardless of what diet we follow or how much exercise we do. Please, Layla, say it ain't so. Terry, it ain't so. That's the good news. Let me talk a little bit about this study that Dr. Blumberg is talking about. He's basically, it's the topic of metabolic programming and all the cascade of effects that occur that can adversely impact our metabolism. Now, Dr. Blumberg, Bruce Blumberg, has done primarily mouse studies. And we have to be careful how we extrapolate the conclusions of these studies and apply them to human beings. It doesn't work well. But we can't do these types of experiments on human beings, can we? So what he found is, this is what he did. He took mice and gave them a toxin called tributyltin, related to dibutyltin. These are found in plastics, primarily in vinyl. They're also classified as fungicides. And what he's found is that exposure in the first generation of mice, what happens is that their PRP gamma receptors increased with these obesogens. He's calling these environmental toxins obesogens because they have the ability to make us fat. So being very obesogenic, right? So when there is an increase in the later generation of mice of their PRP gamma receptors, they have more of an ability to produce fat. They have more of an ability to promote lipogenesis. So this is the epigenetic implication. Epigenetics means how our genes are passed from one generation to the next. So across generations is the study of epigenetics. So what Dr. Blumberg has observed that the future generations of mice, they were fatter and metabolically resistant to weight loss. And he concludes that this is primarily due to these mutations in their genes, having them express to have or create more of these PPR, I think it's PPR or PRP gamma receptors that cause all this fat production. So, and all these toxins, of course, impact our microbiome. Any long-term use or frequent use of antibiotics also alter the microbiome. Let me, you know, a great example of this, of how when we adversely impact the microbiome and how that can make us fatter, think about antibiotic use in this country. 60% of antibiotic use is used in the factory farming of animals. Not necessarily to keep the animals disease-free, but to promote weight gain. Go figure, huh? So the antibiotics are actually promoting weight gain in the animal. And a way of doing that is the antibiotics are adversely impacting the microbiome. So these environmental toxins, these obesogens, they also disrupt our hormones. We call these toxins xenoestrogens, the xenoestrogens in our environment. They disrupt our hormones. They are actually gender benders, the parabens, the phthalates contained in plastics. So even our exposure to glyphosate is what's found in Roundup. It's an herbicide. It is the most popular, prevalent herbicide on the planet. And because of genetically modified organisms, because of genetically modified foods, farmers can freely spray all the Roundup they want without killing that GMO plant. So, not great, right? So, reducing your exposure to Roundup, going to safecosmetics.org, to choose your makeup, your personal grooming products, your sunscreens, all of that. This is what Dr. Blumberg suggests, that we have to reduce our exposure to all of these obesogens. It could be tough to do. Plastics are everywhere in our environment, but they don't have to be in our homes. You don't have to have a vinyl shower curtain. You could have a cloth one. You could have a glass shower door installed, for example. You don't have to use plastic storage containers. Use all glass. Store your foods differently in other containers, not plastic ones, not even the ones that say BPA free. Because you know what? They're bisphenol A free, but they use bisphenol G or H or Z or some other BP something, which may be as bad as BPA or worse. When you're buying canned foods, be careful. Many cans are lined with plastic as part of the canning process. So Terry, here's really my weigh-in on this, is that yes, environmental toxins, which by the way, are stored in our fat. They're not necessarily stored anywhere else, with the exception of like lead, mercury, all those, they can also be stored in our organs, in our brains, in our bone tissue, all of that. But many of these environmental toxins, these obesogens, are contained in our fat. That's why when we lose weight, when we're on a weight loss diet, because we start burning fat, especially if you're doing it correctly and burning fat, those toxins are then released into our circulation. So you want to make sure that your detox pathways are optimal. You want to make sure that you don't have further exposure by different things, the plastics, the phthalates, the parabens, all of those in the toluenes and all of that, the benzenes in your personal grooming products, in your nail polish, in the lead in your lipstick, all of that kind of thing. You want to really severely reduce your exposure to all of that. And then those toxins can safely leave your body, provided your detox pathways are working well. That means a good supply of B vitamins, amino acids, folate, zinc, magnesium, all of that, and acetylcysteine to help boost glutathione. So will our toxic exposure make our children's, our grandchildren's, will they make them more metabolically resistant to weight loss? Yeah, it can. But it's not the end-all and be-all of how someone is able to lose weight or not. You have to be on the proper diet for weight loss. That would be the first thing. I would imagine that toxic exposures would only impact our metabolic programming in a bad way when other things aren't functioning well. For example, if somebody is very resistant to weight loss, I have to investigate. If they're doing a low-carb diet perfectly and they're not losing weight, I have to see what's going on with their thyroid. I have to investigate their medications if they're on any, because many medications can make you a little more resistant to weight loss, like certain blood pressure medications, which now half of America will be prescribed since the hypertension guidelines were changed and lowered. That's unfortunate for many. So just because we're programmed to have more of these receptors, we may have a little more, we may be predisposed to promote fat production and become fat, become obese. But there are other things here. It's the unrelenting, I'm quoting Dr. Jonathan Wright now from Green Medicine. The unrelenting pressure of carbohydrates every day, causes a decades-long upward spiral of more and more insulin resistance. More insulin and more insulin resistance. Dr. Jonathan Wright coins the term triple fat gainers. That's why some of us put on 3 times more fat while eating exactly, precisely, the types and quantities of foods as others. That's why your friend may eat the same food that you do and not gain weight, but you're gaining weight. He calls these triple fat gainers. And these are the folks that will ultimately be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And that the same body chemistry, if not corrected, also increases our risk of cancer, dementia, cardiovascular disease, all of that. So the term triple fat gainer is literally descriptive of the outcome of one of many sugar research studies done by Professor John Yudkin. And Dr. John Yudkin wrote this book out in 1972 called Pure, White, and Deadly. So Dr. Jonathan Wright did a study, and triple fat gainer is his term, describing the average 9 pounds gained by university students with a family history of type 2 diabetes as compared with the average 3 pounds gained by other university students with no family history of type 2 diabetes in just 1 month, while both groups were eating exactly the same high-sugar diet. That's 9 pounds as compared with 3 pounds. Triple-fat gainers. There you go. So, this body chemistry which causes this triple-fat gain is shared by approximately 115 million of us in the U.S. So, how can it be that a little over 1 in 3 people are triple-fat gainers? And here he points also to toxins. Have chemicals in food, food refining, water pollution, air pollution, cell phone towers, chemtrails, lack of exercise, and all the other hazards of modern civilization caused it? Many of these problems can aggravate and accelerate this situation. That's what we're talking about. So these toxins, coming back to Dr. Bruce Bloomberg, obesogens exacerbate the problem of weight gain. And the cause of this is hundreds of thousands of years old. Think of it. Our prehistoric ancestors, if they were triple fat gainers, they were the most likely to survive. They would be survival of the fittest, right? But now the unrelenting pressure of all these carbohydrates we're ingesting, right? Causing hyperinsulinism, keeping us in chronic fat storage mode, and all the environmental toxins that we're exposed to are now taking up residence in those fat cells. So, that's actually what's happening here. Because what do foods higher in carbs do in our bodies when digested and absorbed? Higher carb foods, they raise blood sugar, which in turn signals our pancreas to make more insulin. Insulin is a very important hormone, helping the cells receive glucose to use for energy. But beyond that, any excess is stored as fat. And because Americans are chronically, or most of the world, chronically is on a high-carb diet, the pancreas then is secreting ever more amounts of insulin, keeping us in ever more perpetual fat storage mode. So, Dr. Jonathan Wright goes on to say that no one knows when, where, or how, but back in the mists of prehistoric times when hunting, fishing, gathering were the only ways to eat, some, but definitely not all people's insulin secretion response of eating carbohydrates changed dramatically. As compared with everyone else, these individuals' pancreatic islet cells would make twice or three times more the amount of insulin in response to eating all these carbs. So, here's the thing. By changing your diet, you take yourself out of perpetual fat storage. When you do that and you're burning that fat and that excess body fat as energy, you are also ridding yourself of these obesogens that Dr. Bloomberg talks about on Dr. David Perlmutter's YouTube. So the book is Dr. Bruce Bloomberg's book, The Obesogen Effect. These are obesogens. They take up residence in our fat cells. That is primarily what's going on here. And all of these environmental toxins, along with antibiotics, are changing the microbiome and exacerbating our ability to retain and store fat. But all of this, Terry, can be corrected. All of this. And of course, even these environmental toxins can adversely impact your endocrine system. Besides the pancreas, also the thyroid. Think about it. When you're not getting enough iodine because you're getting too much fluoride from your water, from your toothpaste, that might adversely impact your thyroid, downshifting metabolism. These are all things to be explored on a one-to-one basis. So, Terry, thank you very, very much for this very thoughtful question, this email. I encourage everyone to find Dr. David Perlmutter and his interview on YouTube of a Dr. Bruce Blumberg, author of The Obesogen Effect. It's only about 30 minutes worth your while. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.